Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and on the line I've got Brian Wafer. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, folks, Brian is the man behind the Raglan Record Fair that's happening this Saturday, 11 o'clock at the Raglan Club. And, Brian, we just wanted to get you on the line just to find out a little bit more about it. Do you want to give us the lowdown?
Oh, well, there's going to be a bunch of vendors, about seven, I think, at this count, selling all, and, you know, they've all got, well, I've no idea what they've got, to be honest, because it's, you know, we don't can dictate things. It just happens. They bring record CDs, tapes that they don't want, and they're probably looking to cash up to buy more. That's basically how it goes.
Okay, so it could be anything for sale. And are you other vendors?
Yeah.
If people have got some stuff they want to sell, are they welcome to get in touch with you as
well? Yeah. Just get in touch with me, and we, you know, we'll make sure create a space and tell them how the deal works. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we'll give the contact details at the end. And are you yourself you're selling some music?
Yeah. I've got bought a record collection off somebody a while ago, and I've got bringing 17 crates of that. Now I've packed through and pulled out the few I want. You know.
Yeah.
I'm bringing those with me. And again, that was a weird collection. The guy hadn't. How did he say he hadn't bought a record since 2008? But I went through it and I found things by The Fall and all sorts of stuff, and then right back to things like Johnny Mathis records, would you believe? So it's going to be all sorts of variety in that particular collection. Yeah. But, you know, all the time there's variety. You can never... it's amazing what turns up. Things you don't know about, the things you've been looking for forever are suddenly in front of you, you know?
And
and it's good fun.
Yeah. And are these actual records?
Yeah, records, tapes and CDs generally is what people have got. Some people have music books, but I never know what the other vendors have, okay? It's a total surprise to me every time.
And are people still buying tapes? That's probably the one that would surprise me the most.
Some people are, as long as the price is right, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I think there's a sort of contrived manufactured recycling of trends, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you can go and get brand new tapes made right now with really great-looking label artwork and all that sort of carry on, but people are gathering them, and some of them do have a good value attached to them, but most of them don't, to be honest.
Well, we still have a tape deck here in the studio. I had to fix it up last year. The rubber bands in it they were so old they started to congeal and go all soft and gooey. But, our tape deck still does work, and very occasionally somebody wants to put a tape in it, so, yeah.
Yeah, they are good. I play them occasionally. Depends on whatever car I'm driving, because I have no inclination of any special car or any special format, right? But whatever vehicle I've got, whatever is in it is what I go with until their vehicle gives up, you know? So the last one had a tape deck, the current one's got a CD player.
Right. I feel like I've had this conversation before. Have I met you by any chance?
Oh, you might have when I was sticking up some posters in the Raglans one morning.
That's you, right, because I was getting the strong sense of deja vu. So, yeah. Yeah. So there's been a few posters up. I think you gave me a Tash Sultana one, which I have yet to put up because we kind of change them weekly. But your one for the record fair is up at the moment.
Gotcha. And yeah, I think I'm bringing some Hello Sailor posters with me as well while I'm at it.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I don't think we're actually running an ad for Hello Sailor. I had an interview with Harry Lyon a couple of weeks ago, but some posters would be handy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, they're sitting in the car, ready to make the Raglan appearance.
And so, is this a bit of how you like to run your life, having record fairs and poring over old records and things?
Yeah, you bet. Exactly. That's me. I could, you know, I'll do this till I fall over, I reckon. No. And if I can't do it till my fall over, my kids have worked out that what they're going to do, if I'm one of those poor buggers having to sit and nod away in a chair, which happens, right? It could happen to me any time, is that they're going to get rid of all my records except for one or two, and they're going to package those ones up and just say, "Hey, the postie's been and bring me the new record each time, and I'll never remember it, and I'll be really happy that I've seen it again." You know, I've got. Yeah.
Oh, you got good kids, man.
So in other words, I'll still get the same buzz every day, but yes. I will never know that I've already had that record yesterday. You know,
well, I guess that's kind of them. I guess you could say that.
I think it is. It's kind of them, and it's sort of funny at the same time. It's just facing up to what could happen, I guess. Hey.
So you must have quite a big record collection yourself then.
There's a few. Hey, probably too many in some people's eyes. But yeah, there's lots. Enough to say that you can't, or, you know, I've gone and bought the record that I've already got. that sort of thing. I thought, oh, I just paid $30 for this record and I've already got a copy. There it is over there.
Yeah.
You know, it gets like that sometimes. But at least I've got a way of quitting it again if that happens, you know.
Yeah. And are you always been a record person? Like, records were thought to be dying off and now there's very much a revival going on.
Yeah, it's like when I was 10 years old, you know, bought a Beatles single and it's just stuck with me ever since.
And you've got a good record player?
It's a 1970s Akai system, which works for me. I've always been more about the records than the record player, to be honest.
Fair enough. One of our DJs who actually runs his own record company, Red Robin Records, made us get a really good Technics record player. Something that could change the needle on, because he was bringing acetates in and was worried that the needles were going to ruin his acetate. So, yeah, and he's young. He's in his 30s, so... Yeah.
Yeah, that is young. Good on him. Yeah. I like that sort of attitude, eh?
Yeah. And so how much, I mean, we sort of had a laugh about the fact people are still using tapes. What about CDs? Are people still wanting to buy CDs?
There's people always interested in CDs. Now, that's, you know, I think that's a convenience factor. I mean, they could go Spotify, but if you need Spotify, why do you need CDs? Why do you need records? Why do you need tapes? Why do you need radio stations? You see what I mean? So the point is that, but CDs are definitely making an appearance over and over again, and they're disappearing all the time too. People are picking up on them.
Okay, so I guess what we're talking about a little bit is the discovery factor, and I think that's probably what draws people. By the sounds of it, that's what draws you to these kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like the people who go to the garage sales looking for teaspoons for their steep teaspoon collection or something, you know, or Crown Lynn. It's all that, like, building their personal... I guess in some ways it's like people build this personal library, personal reference point to their lives, you know? There's something that they love.
Yeah.
And it's, in this case, it's just records, tapes, and CD. And these are having an added bonus because you can actually do something with them as well. Like books you can read, record music you can listen to, you know? You don't just own it, you can listen to it.
So can you give an idea of kind of the price range that stuff's selling for, like minimum and maximum, and where the common is?
No. Minimum can be virtually a dollar, and maximum, it depends on whatever that vendor decides that they want for something, you know?
Right, or if they can get it as well.
Yeah, there's one guy coming, and he's got a pretty damn good collection of, he'll be bringing crates and crates of obscure New Zealand bits and pieces, you know? And some of that can get, you know, he can get, can be asking a lot sometimes. Hey, and other times they're a real bargain, so you never know.
Yeah, well, there used to be, I remember when I was younger, there was a lot of cultural cringe about music in New Zealand, but now I think people are looking back and going, well, there's some good stuff arrived, and what was the history behind it, and who did that band, who inspired that band, and who inspired that band back to some quite obscure people?
Yeah, that's it. That's a really interesting part of it, I think. Quite often it's just the backstory is more, can even be better than the music you're listening to be honest.
Hey. Yeah, this is true. This is true. So, folks,
but it's all personal, isn't it? It's all personal taste and preference.
Yeah, yeah. So, folks, we're talking to Brian, who's organising the Raglan Record Fair, coming to town on Saturday from 11 till 3 at the Raglan Club. I've got a poster up here in the studio. And if someone wants to come along and sell just a couple of CDs or a couple of records, they're welcome to do. Can they just turn up?
Yeah, well, just get hold of me and we'll set up a... you know, and I'll tell them all the details. Basically, we've got things are costing us money, so charge per table. It's pure and simple.
Okay.
That's how we do it, you know. And then I'm going to the Cosmic Psychos tomorrow night as well, mate, and down at the Yacht Club. So that's going to be good fun.
That's a serious punk night, isn't it?
Oh, Aussie pub rock would be a better way to
Aussie pub rock? I thought you might correct me. Yeah. And I see there's a local band, Illicit Wawa's, playing in support.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, oh, several bands.
They did a couple of records, you know. Yeah, Illicit Wawa's. Yeah.
So we should just give you your contact details for people if they want to have a stall.
Yep, just 0226330405.
Okay.
Text is best, and I can answer that.
Yep. And it does say on your poster, it says 0800 records with a K.
Yeah, that works as well. But since I'll be doing a lot of driving in the next 12 hours, text will be much better.
Text will be better. Okay. Well, look, brilliant to talk to you, Brian. And I hope you enjoy your time in Raglan over the weekend.
See you tomorrow, maybe, eh?
Yeah,
all
for
right.
sure.
Take
okay.
care.